The Torah in this week's parasha gives the tzivui for the building of the Mishkan and for making the kelim of the Mishkan. What's interesting is that when the Torah discusses the klei ha-mishkan, it mentions the shulchan before the menorah. And that's really remarkable because Rashi points out that the menorah symbolizes chochmas ha-Torah, and the shulchan represents parnasa, material well-being. We know the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Chafei Mebe says, Harotza lahachkim yadrim, harotza lahashir yatspin. Someone who wants to become a Talmid Chacham should turn a little bit, when you daven Shmona Esrei, should turn a little bit to the south. The menorah was on the south of the Mishkan, so he should turn a little bit to the direction of the menorah if he wants to have Chachmas HaTorah. If he wants to become wealthy, he should turn to the north because the Shulchan was on the northern part of the Mishkan. So the question is, if the menorah represents Chachmas HaTorah and the Shulchan represents Osher, so the Torah should have talked about the menorah first, because that's the Iker. It shouldn't mention the Shulchan first. What's more, when the Torah gives the exact placement that the menorah, the place where the menorah should be put, and the place where the Shulchan should be put, it does something remarkable. The Pasuk says, V'samtes ha-shulchan michutz la-peroches, v'yes ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan al-tzel ha-mishkan t'imana, v'ha-shulchan titin al-tzel ha-tzofa. First, the Torah talks about the Shulchan. It says, put the Shulchan outside of the peroches, meaning inside the Kodesh, in the Heichal. And then the Torah says that you should put the menorah on the southern wall of the Mishkan, inside the Kodesh. And the Shulchan put on Selat Safa, put the Shulchan on the northern wall. It's a little strange. The Torah starts by talking about the Shulchan, but doesn't tell you the exact placement. It first says, just put the Shulchan inside the Kodesh. Only later does it come around to say, and put the Shulchan, it's like an afterthought, put the Shulchan on Selat Safa. Why does it do that? Why does it give the placement of the menorah before it gets back to its discussion of the Shulchan? The Chasam Sofer explains that the Torah puts the Shulchan before the menorah to teach us a fundamental yisod. That to be able to learn Torah properly, a person has to have a proper measure of material well-being. As the Mishnah says, "Emein kemach ein Torah." If a person doesn't have a parnasa, he can't support himself properly, he's not going to have the Yishuv Hadas to learn. He won't be able to concentrate properly. He's not going to be able to learn Torah properly. Parnassa is definitely important. It's a value. It's a means to be able to learn Torah properly. So that's why the Torah mentions the Shulchan first, to indicate, yes, the Talmud Torah is definitely the Iker, but the Shulchan is necessary as well. Parnassa is necessary in order to learn Torah. And that's why as well, in the later Pasuk, the Torah mentions the Shulchan first, when it discusses where to put the Kelim. It says put the Shulchan inside the Kodesh. But then when it discusses the precise placement of the menorah and the shulchan, then it flips it. Why? Because there the Torah wants to tell us in its final word, don't forget that the Iker is not the Parnassa. The Iker is the Talmud Torah. The Parnassa might be necessary in order to bring you to Talmud Torah, in order to give you the Yishuv Hadas to be able to learn properly. But never forget that the material wealth is just a means to Ruchnius. It's Tofel to Ruchnius. Asei Taras Hakeva Umalachtecha Arai. The Torah should be keva. Malacha is only a tofel. It's a tofel to the Torah. It shouldn't be the ikar. A person has to maintain the proper sense of priorities. Even though we realize that that parnasa is important, it's an important means to be able to learn Torah, but it's not the ikar. The ikar is the Talmud Torah and the mitzvahs and the masim tovim themselves. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah describes how a person is supposed to break up his day in his learning. He's supposed to divide his day into three parts, the Rambam says. A third in Torah Shavuksav, a third in Torah Shavuppah, and a third in Papula Daraisa, in the Svaras of Torah Shavuppah. And then the Rambam says, Ketzad, how does a person do this? He says, Haresha Hoya Baal Umnis, if a person had a Parnasa, so he's going to be working for 3 hours a day, and he's going to be learning for 9 hours a day, says the Rambam. So he breaks up his 9 hours that he's learning into three parts, 3 hours for Torah Shavuksav, and 3 hours for Torah Shavuppah, and 3 hours for the Papula Daraisa, for the Svaras. Most of us, when we read this Rambam, we sort of, you know, we read it with a twinkle in our eye, with a smile, like, what? 9 hours a day? The Baal Umnis is learning for 9 hours a day? Halavai, you know, people in the Kollel should learn for 9 hours a day. A 3-hour morning Seder, a 3-hour afternoon Seder, a 3-hour night Seder. Bizman Azeh, we find that, you know, V'nafochu, no, I mean, pun intended. Right. We find v'nafochu, right? Everything is the opposite. People work from 9 to 5. They work for 8 hours a day. Bekoshi, if they can learn for 3 hours a day, it's gevaldik. They don't even learn for 3 hours a day. How do we understand the Rambam? The Rambam clearly feels that Talmud Torah is supposed to be ikar, but we can't do that. Most of our day we're going to be spending in Parnassa. So how can we really preserve this notion that the Ikar is Talmud Torah? I think the answer is that the key is not just the amount of time that we spend in Talmud Torah, but our attitude to the learning. Do we look forward to the learning? Is that really what moves us? Is that what we're living for? Or is it something we do because we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? If a person really looks forward to the Talmud Torah that he does at night, so then he's going to focus his attention on that learning when he's able to do so. He's going to make sure that he shouldn't be distracted. He's going to turn the cell phone off. You know, make sure no one's going to distract him. That's it. He's going to be learning for the time that he has. And he's going to keep the zman that he has at night sacrosanct. He's not going to break it for anything. It's Kodesh Kodoshim. That's the time that he's learning, and it's dedicated time, and he's not going to break it. It's not just the amount of time that we spend learning that's so critical. That's also important. A person has to try to dedicate as much time to Talmud Torah, even if he's working for a living. But it's our attitude to the learning that's so important. Our attitude should be that the ikar in life, what we really live for, is the Talmud Torah. What we live for is the mitzvahs and the masim tovim that we do. That's a very difficult thing, this man has said. It's a difficult attitude to have because we live in a world where the pursuit of luxuries, the pursuit of material wealth, is like an end unto itself. That's what the world is about. You go to the workplace, that's what they're talking about, the water cooler. Everyone's talking about, you know, what car did you lease or did you buy, and you know, what's in your house. And that's what people talk about. That's what moves them. So to take a stand and to be different in the outside world is so challenging. It's so difficult. That's the message of the Torah. The menorah ultimately is mentioned before the shulchan. Not in the beginning, because yes, parnosah is important. It's a means. You have to have material well-being in order to be able to learn Torah. But ultimately, the ikar has to be Torah. The attitude that we have is that the ikar has to be Torah. The ikar has to be all the mitzvahs and the masim tovim that we do. And if we keep that attitude in mind, then hopefully we'll be able to grow to our full potential.